Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our first guest today comes to us courtesy of Radio.com as an NFL insider. All guests appearing on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Jason Lockenfora, good enough to join us here. Thank you very much, Jason. Radio.com sports insiders, by the way, appear courtesy of Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Jason, we obviously are very interested in how good the 49ers look to you. They look good to us, but everybody's screaming about Monday Night Football and the calls missed by officiating, dominating the conversation once again on a Tuesday. What can happen? What can the NFL do to clear up a clear problem?
Well, you know, I think talking to some people with different organizations today, that one place you could start, is just addressing it as the issue it is, looking at it holistically, adding more people to that department at the league office, and adding mechanisms and programs and ways to identify and develop referees. And it would require, and there's also a continuing movement on technology as well that will only take it so far, but I get the strong sense that the league is ready to invest in that part of it. There's people like Dean Blandino who they want to bring back in that building, and they want to empower them with larger staffs to try to get this right as much as you can on game day from the replay side of it. And then there's also the human side of it, where they've lost a lot of really good, really experienced officials. And you can't go in a lab and make new ones overnight. And so are they finding the best ones at college? Are they evaluating officials in general properly? And are they doing everything they can to go and get the best and the brightest who aren't in the NFL? And you know what I mean? And try to make them a part of this. There's been a seismic brain drain on field and at the league office, and it's something that I think the NFL is realizing it has to address.
Jason, there is no industry that lures the best and brightest with part-time opportunity. What about a pivot to full-time officials?
I don't think it's necessarily that so much as it's A, simplifying something, B, treating it sort of not as a stepchild at the league office, but giving it the kind of people power that it deserves. Because while it's kind of, you know, it generates zero revenue, right? Nobody's ever going out and buying an Ed Hoca League jersey. It's never happening. It's a sunk cost, but I think it's one that they need to treat as something that is tied to their brand, that is affecting competitive balance, and that just needs to get better. I don't know that it's so much full-time. I think maybe it's finding people elsewhere who aren't in the league right now and doing a better job of, when you're going to make these people a part of the crew, trying to make sure that they're actually ready for it, putting some different standards and protocols in place. Now, that's not going to affect last night. That's a 20-year ref who has the same brain cramp twice. But I think overall, the state of officiating, when you talk to people in the game, you talk to current officials, you talk to former officials, they feel like it's worse than it's ever been.
All right, moving on from officiating, because we don't want to get bogged down in a topic that we could spend an entire hour on. The Rams traded away Marcus Peters. Is that because they're trying to get better, or were the 49ers that good that they've quit?
I think they're still going to roll the football out on Sunday.
Okay.
And
all right.
Put uniforms on. And
all right. Why not?
But, you know, they've got issues right now. They're running out of linebackers. The Ravens are running out of corners. You know, Marcus Peters, some people still think of him as the guy who took the league by storm his first couple years with the Chiefs. He's not that guy anymore. He's a double-edged sword. When you gamble that much, you're going to get burned, you know, for everyone that you jump that route and pick off. And he's been getting burned a lot. There's some young corners there who they're starting to prefer. And this is a guy who, he's worn out his welcome fairly quickly in two places. So, you know, he has some quirks, some personality things with him. He's not everybody's cup of tea, and they seem to want to go younger there. And then they get Kenny Young, the linebacker who Baltimore had high hopes for, thought to be a starter for them, but he turned into a spare part. He wasn't working out as an inside linebacker for them for a lot of different reasons. So I guess I get it. I don't think either team's going to get markedly better, though, from this trade. And both those teams are exploring a bunch of other things that maybe can help them more.
I guess there are stories now floating out of Cleveland that the Browns are close on Trent Williams. A, are you hearing that? B, is Washington ready to do that? And C, does that materially help Cleveland immediately?
I check with people I know and trust with both organizations who tell me it's not true, as far as A goes. B, I think the Redskins would be committing organizational malfeasance not to trade him in the next 2 weeks before the deadline. Are they there yet? I don't get the sense that they are, but I also, you can't rule it out. I mean, it would make all the sense in the world to move him. Now, this is the Redskins, so logic may not apply. But I do think it's a very real possibility that he's dealt. And Cleveland would make a ton of sense. I mean, they're trying to pretend that Greg Robinson's a left tackle. That's not really working out for them. And I think Trent Williams, for the price point he's at, and you'd be getting him for a year and a half, would be a steal from a team-friendly, from a team-friendly contract aspect. And when he's healthy, he's, to me, a top-five left tackle in this league. I don't know what kind of shape he's in. It may take him a while to round into playing shape, but he's a difference maker, I believe, yeah.
So while we're talking trades, let me spin it to the local, one of the local teams in the event. The Niners are quite obviously without a star wide receiver. It seems to be the one position that they clearly can upgrade without too much trouble. Do you see them making a move before the deadline?
I guess it's possible. You know, I don't know that Kyle necessarily needs that guy. I mean, he has developed receivers in the past. You know, he's a former wide receivers coach. I think he has a great eye for it. And the way they spread the ball around, I mean, if you had a bona fide number one stud, that's great. You know, those guys don't generally change hands in this league, and especially not in season.
AJ Green, Keenan Allen.
The Bengals are another team. Like they're in their own private Idaho right now. I mean, they live in a world where I guess you don't make trades and you don't do logical things. There's no reason in the world for them not to trade AJ Green, for them not to trade Tyler Eifert, for them not to trade Carlos Dunlap, Geno Atkins, and probably one of their corners too. They're going to flirt with 0-16 with those guys on the roster. And by the time they're good again, if they're ever good again, they'll all be gone. They should trade Andy Dalton in the offseason. It's hard to trade a quarterback now. They're going to be proactive there. If they think they can upgrade that position, they will. I'm not sure, you know what I mean, how many standout guys there'll be, honestly. I haven't heard much about the wide receiver trade market being all that robust.
How pissed are the Dolphins going to be if another team decides to flirt with 0-16? We got Jason Lockenfora, Radio.com NFL Insider. The 49ers defense has been something to behold. They just took the Rams and basically held them 0 for Los Angeles in terms of passing downs, third and fourth downs. And it was wildly impressive. If no one is as good as their first day, as their best day, how good is this 49ers defense? And with all due respect to the Patriots, might it be even better than they?
It may be. You know, I think they probably have more institutional. The Patriots, you know, sort of have more, when you're talking about a guy like Belichick, a little bit more institutional knowledge. And they can get by with less is more a lot of times. And that's just who they are. I think San Francisco probably has more individual brilliance. Certainly that defensive line, I mean, if they get pressure with four, I feel like they could just get pressure with three. I think they go to three-man rush, even non-traditional three-man rush settings, and still beat the other team's brains in, especially if they're playing a team that doesn't have an elite offensive line. And let's be real, there's only so many of those in this league. So, no, I think they're legitimate, man. I thought they'd be much improved. I thought they'd be a team that would flirt with the wild spot. I didn't know that they'd get off to this kind of start. But, you know, getting your quarterback back, having people well-versed in that system on the offensive side of the ball, and then adding the pieces. I mean, if it wasn't for Aaron Donald, you know, people would be talking about Buckner way more than they do. The Bosa kids come in and made an immediate impact. I mean, that's a great place to start when you're that good in the trenches.
What do you think the chances are the Raiders shock us with a win at Lambeau Field?
I wouldn't be shocked by it. I wouldn't be shocked by it at all. Coming off that bye, I feel like at some point Green Bay is no longer playing with house money. I mean, it's about the third time this year I've watched them play and say, man, I mean, they had no right winning that game. I think the Raiders are an intriguing team, and I think the Chiefs are in trouble. I don't think anybody's running away with that division. I think the Chiefs lose Thursday night at Mile High, and I wouldn't be shocked if you guys wake up, you know, Monday morning, you look at your paper, because hopefully people still look at the paper. I know I do. Probably not in Silicon Valley as much. But, you know, you can have the Oakland, or the, you know, what was soon to be Las Vegas Raiders in first place. It would not shock me.
Jason, thank you very much, man. Really appreciate your time today.
You got it, guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.